We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Reish Mem Chet. The Magid Midovna had been discussing how do we recognize our responsibility to produce in this world. And he said, if we look at all the creatures, we see that all the creatures are constantly active, productive. You won't find an ant standing there twiddling its thumbs. They're always doing something. And they produce many, many more times than what they consume. And you human being, your existence like theirs, you have needs, only your needs are tenfold their needs. So how do you give yourself an open check? You give yourself free rein. Just who do you think you are that the whole world is here to serve you? You have so many things out there created just for you, so you also have a responsibility to produce. If we are the great consumer on planet Earth, then we also have a responsibility to be the great producers. Yes?
Right, I mean, because people, like, especially environmentalists, like, talk about, oh, how we consume, but, like, I'd like to see a beaver build, like, a skyscraper like we built them. I like to see animals invent medicine in the right place, so, like, human beings consume more, but we also produce way more than any animal ever did.
Sana inecha urei ha-shamayim v'chochaveihem ha-mazalot u'mshamshehem kulam avadim u'motzeim pulatam eilecha. Look up to the heavens, look at the stars, look at the constellations, look at all the different beings that are up there in the heavens. They're all out there working on your behalf. L'achiyotcha, l'adrichacha, l'aslikicha, ul'kaimcha, b'gzrat ha-boreh aleihem. Different stars, different planets affect our earth in different ways, and they've all been decreed to work in this great system to serve you. V'ata tamod b'neihem k'melech b'gdud. You stand amongst all of this like a king among his battalion, kemoshel ben mishartav avadav, like a ruler among his servants and slaves. Ve'al tomar lenafshcha kem ha'avdim me'echach machriach aleihem. So a person might say, well, they have no choice. There's a creator who forced them into this position. V'oti shalach adoni chofshi, ki ha'bchira b'yadi livchon nafshim et ha'tov et ha'ra. But I was given free rein. So I choose to be good or evil. But the sun isn't given a choice whether to sun or set. I'm given a choice, so I want to party. The sun, well, tough luck. Can't party, has to serve. So you say, wait a second, the only creature that has free will is me, is humanity. Hasketu shmana et asher nomar. So listen closely what we're about to say. Ki gam ata inecha nifrad mehem ve'lo mufla mehem. You're not really that different from them. Ki im tzurat ha'echach asher lecha meshunah mishelahem. You are forced in a different way than they are. But at the end of the day, you're just like them. Av mishpat echad lecha ve'lehem kulam muchachim lo chofshim v'cha asher neve'er. You're about to see how we are all forced. No one really has that much freedom the way you'd like to think. Well, I can do what I want, so let me party. No. Hine ha-katuv omer, the verse says, Rei natati lefanecha tachim ve'et hatov ve'et hamavet ve'et hara. Behold, I've placed before you life in that which is good and death in that which is bad. Uvachalta b'chayim. God tells us, choose life. Leman tichya ata v'zarecha, so that you and your seed will live. Hichpil v'amar, et hachayim ve'et hatov ve'et hamavet ve'et hara. The pasuk reiterated and said, life and that which is good. Death and that which is bad. Now, when the pasuk tells you which one to choose, the pasuk says choose life. Doesn't say choose good. If it chose both terms in the descriptory stage, shouldn't it have used both terms when it's telling you what to choose? But in order to understand this, I will tell you the following allegory. A merchant came to the city, and his wagon is laden with goods to sell. And he had a notebook, And in the notebook, he wrote down every item, what its value was. People came to purchase goods. And everyone wanted to look through the goods to see what he was looking for. So the merchant said, no, I'm not going to let you do that. Im ritzonachem liknot, knu kesedr mashiale bayad. Im tova tova, ve'im v'chulu. He said, if you want to buy, so then every one of you takes what comes out. Ve'amar lehem mekach shel zot kachu, mekach shel chaticha zot kachu. And he said, okay, this is the piece that came out, this is its value. The next piece, this is its value. Ve'ikhu ha'srichorot kefi mashalta biyadam. So each one took according to the items that they were able to grasp, and vayishalmu lo bat kol chatikha lefi mikcha ve'irka, everyone paid the value of each piece. Ve'ilchu lehem, they all went. Vayhi belechtam, when they left, paga behem ani echad vayishal. Vayomer ayei kanitam ha'srichorot. So as the buyers left this merchant, a poor man met them and he asked them, where did you buy these wares? So they said, we bought it by the merchant who's standing with his wagon in such and such a place. But he doesn't let you choose. He only lets you take whatever you end up pulling out of his wagon. Whatever comes out in your hand, you have a choice to buy or not. But he doesn't let you choose through his stuff. So they started showing him, we paid this much for this and that much for that. So he took his wallet with him and he went to the merchant. And he asked the merchant, let me choose what I like. And this is where we'll pick up. There's Hashem next week. Next time.
Yeah.